HarperCollins presents One More Day by Emma Hetherington. Read by Caroline Lennon. At mum_of_two_missing_you. Diary of a Lonely Lockshore Lady. 10,002 followers. My husband sits right here beside me. I can hear him breathe. I can touch his skin. I can smell his cologne on his skin. Yet I still feel so painfully alone. I tilt my head towards the sky, watching it drift in slow motion above me, as two large, fluffy grey clouds threaten to crash and burst with rain. I don't like to admit that I'm angry. So I'll do what I always do to divert my mind. I'll close my eyes and I'll pluck a memory from the past, back to when we were love-struck teenagers without a care in the world between us. Back to when our eyes sparkled in sync at first sight in school, a sign of the magical bond that was just about to begin. Oh, how magic it really was! And how we did love so deeply. But then, love and magic are one and the same, really. Remembering this, I tell myself that although it may be lonely and broken right now, my heart was made to love and be loved. The human heart is as big as the ocean. What a truly beautiful thing to know. Grid pick. A moody sky over Loch Ness. Likes. 1,277. Comments. 118. Chapter 1.
Yes, yes. Don't worry, Mr. Stevenson. I'll have a word with Danny right now and make sure this never, ever happens again. I can only apologise. I'm very sorry.
It's Friday evening, and this phone call from my son's form teacher is the very last thing I need right now. I pinch the top of my nose to try to release some pressure, a tip I've picked up along the way on how to deal with my daily stressors that fill life as I know it.
Yes, of course. I'm going to speak with Danny immediately, and it won't be taken lightly.
No, no, you haven't bothered me at all.
Yes, you have a lovely weekend too. Thank you.
I hang up the phone, take a deep breath and shout up the stairs.
Danny, I roar from the pit of my stomach. Daniel James Madden, come down here right now.
The winding mahogany staircase that was once my pride and joy needs a makeover as much as I do. But I park it in the back of my mind, with a million other things round here that need my attention. Including my very unhealthy bank balance, that has the ability to break me out in a cold sweat every time I check it. There's the chicken coop fence that needs repairing. The washing machine leak that has currently been soaked up with tiles on the floor. The garden shed that needs painting. And the faulty wiring in my bedroom that makes the light flicker. Our farmhouse is over 100 years old, and just like I am, it's beginning to show its age, thanks to a lot of neglect and a lack of love and attention. I know I'm still young at 40 years old, but I feel twice that age lately, as home life makes me gasp for air on a good day and makes me want to crawl back into bed on most others. I catch my look in the hallway mirror, which does nothing for my mood, by reminding me I'm long overdue a hair appointment. I make an inner pledge to make more of an effort with my appearance one day very soon. But I try to look at the bright side. I may have dark roots to clash with my blonde, but I've no grey yet, which is a bloody miracle. So that's a little ray of hope to hold on to.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?